All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving deep into Qubits Shimmer Beyond Binary Logic by David Noel Lynch.
Oh, yeah. This one is a wild ride.
Seriously. Lynch basically takes all the hype around quantum computing and says, hold on a second, right?
He's not buying it.
And the coolest thing is his whole perspective comes from this death experience he had, which, you know, kind of changes how you see things.
Definitely not your average tech analysis.
So to help us navigate this mind-bending landscape, we've got our amazing expert here.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. So where do we even begin with this Qubits Shimmer thing?
Well, Lynch starts off by describing this quantum computing conference. You know, everyone's super excited talking about qubits and superposition and entanglement. Like, it's the next big gold rush.
Okay, that whole quantum computing is going to change the world narrative.
Exactly. But Lynch is like, pump the brakes.
He doesn't exactly share the enthusiasm.
Not quite. He actually calls qubits a mirage and even suggests quantum computing could lead us into a digital abyss.
Whoa, strong words.
Yeah, he's not holding back. But all this skepticism comes from what he calls the Noelian universe theory.
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this Noelian universe theory and how does it challenge our ideas about quantum computing?
So it's based on this thing called the Noel equation, and it introduces some radical concepts.
Like what?
Well, one of the core principles is that the universe is a bounded infinity.
Okay, so it's huge, but it's not limitless.
Right. Even though it's vast, it's ultimately limited by the speed of light, according to Lynch.
So even though the universe is enormous, it's not limitless.
That's interesting. And the speed of light thing, that's where his whole critique of the qubit comes in.
You got it.
Yeah.
Because you always hear about qubits having this infinite potential.
Right. Infinite possibilities and all that.
Yeah. But Lynch uses this analogy of the number line to illustrate his point.
Okay. Awesome.
So we think of numbers as continuous, right? But they're actually discrete, separated by, well, technically an infinite number of increments. But the point is, they're separate. I think I see where you're going with this. So he's saying our understanding of infinity is kind of messed up.
Exactly.
And so when you apply that to a qubit, its supposed infinite states are actually, what, just a bunch of unresolved calculations.
You nailed it. It's like this massive jumble of computations that never quite reach a conclusion because of this flawed understanding of infinity.
So instead of infinite possibilities, qubits are limited by the very way we're trying to understand them.
Right.
Hmm. Okay. So that's a pretty big claim. But how does this bounded infinity actually affect computation? Even at the quantum level, I mean, things still happen crazy fast.
True. But Lynch argues that even the most mind-blowing calculations, quantum or not, are still happening within the physical world, right? They're bound by the laws of physics.
Which operate within this bounded infinity.
Exactly. The Noel equation, according to Lynch, actually puts a limit on how many computations are even possible.
Whoa. So even with quantum computers, there's a ceiling, a limit to what we can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the infinite playground everyone's been talking about.
That's what Lynch is saying.
Wow. If you're listening and wondering how all this relates to you, trust me, it gets even more interesting because Lynch goes beyond just criticizing the current model.
Mm-hmm.
He actually proposes an alternative.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big one.
Lay it on me.
So remember, the Noelian universe doesn't work with those typical zeros and ones.
Binary code.
Right. Instead, it runs on what Lynch calls ternary logic, which means...
three options instead of two.
You got it. Past, present, and future all woven together.
Okay, so past, present, and future are all factors in how this universe operates.
Exactly. And then he throws in this idea of the shimmer.
Shimmer? Okay, now you have to explain that.
Think of it as this third state,
right,
existing in the singular infinity of the present moment.
All right. I'm definitely going to need some more explanation on that one. But first... can you break down this ternary logic thing? Like, what does it actually mean to have a third option beyond just on or off?
Imagine a traffic light. Red, yellow, green. Each is distinct, but influences how the whole system works.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it.
So ternary logic is kind of like that, but applied to the very fabric of reality.
So past, present, and future are all factors in how this universe operates. But how does that change how we think about AI, especially since we're kind of... like debunking quantum computing in this framework?
Well, that's where Lynch brings in this concept of Noelian AI, and that's where things get really wild. But we'll have to save that for after the break. All right, so we were talking about Lynch's Noelian universe with this whole ternary logic thing and the shimmer of the present moment. But what I find super fascinating is how he connects this to consciousness.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that too. I mean, we're talking about an artist who had a death experience, so you know there are going to be some profound insights about consciousness. So does he tie that experience to his Noelian universe theory?
Absolutely, like directly. Lynch describes consciousness as arising from the instant, that singular point where past and future kind of converge, you know?
Yeah.
He sees it as this wellspring of awareness bubbling up from the interplay of these opposing forces.
Opposing forces.
Yeah, order and chaos. He talks about them constantly doing this dance within the bounded infinity of the Noelian universe.
So instead of consciousness being like a byproduct of our brains, he's saying it's like woven into the fabric of reality itself.
Exactly. It's not just some side effect. It's fundamental.
That's wild. But if everything is ultimately governed by this Noel equation, where does free will fit in? Does it even exist in this framework?
That's the big question, right? Like, are we really in control? And Lynch doesn't shy away from it. He acknowledges that the universe has this deterministic nature.
Meaning everything unfolds according to the laws of physics.
Right. But he also emphasizes the importance of choice within that structure. It's not one or the other.
So it's kind of like we're playing a hand of cards that's already been dealt, but we still get to choose how we play those cards.
That's a great analogy. It's not about denying the past or the constraints of reality, but about recognizing that we still have the power to make choices that matter.
Right.
Lynch sees the instant as that point where possibilities collapse into actuality, you know? That's where our choices, however limited they may be, shape the trajectory of our lives and, get this, contribute to the evolution of the universe.
So it's not about unlimited freedom, but about making choices within the boundaries of this bounded infinity.
Right, exactly.
I can see how that would be a comforting thought. It suggests that even if things seem predetermined, we still have agency. We still have a role to play.
Exactly. And this leads to some really profound implications for how we view reality. Lynch actually proposes that the Noelian universe isn't just a physical reality, but also a realm of consciousness.
A realm of consciousness. Okay, what does that even mean?
Think of it as a vast network of relationships extending far beyond our limited human perception.
Okay, I'm trying to picture this.
It's like instead of this cold and different universe, we have one that's teeming with consciousness, with interconnectedness.
So not just a bunch of random particles and forces.
Exactly. Lynch sees this web of consciousness everywhere.
So he's saying the universe is more like a giant mind, and we're just tiny fragments of that mind.
It might sound strange, but that's the essence of his vision. He's not just talking about physics. He's talking about consciousness as a fundamental aspect of existence.
Wow. So if consciousness is like baked into reality itself, how does that change our view of things like quantum phenomena? They always seem so weird and mysterious.
That's where Lynch's framework really shines. He reinterprets things like entanglement and superposition through this lens of the Noelian universe, and suddenly a lot of those head-scratching concepts start to make sense.
Okay, you have to give me an example. How does he explain something like entanglement, where two particles can be linked across vast distances? It's always seemed like magic to me.
Well, remember, in the Noelian universe, time isn't linear.
Right, it's ternary, past, instant, and future.
Exactly. So entangled particles aren't communicating instantly across space. They're connected through this shared history.
Shared history.
Yeah, their shared origin in the singular infinity of the Noel equation, you know.
So it's not about information traveling faster than light. It's about a connection baked into space-time itself because of this ternary nature of time.
Bingo. The spooky action at a distance is an illusion. It's our limited perception of time tricking us. It's all part of this interconnectedness that Lynch keeps talking about.
I never thought of it that way. Okay, what about superposition, that whole thing where a particle can exist in multiple states at once? How does ternary logic explain that?
Well, think about the qubit, right? It's often presented as this mysterious quantum object.
Right.
But Lynch says it's a material system subject to the laws of the Noelian universe.
So no magic, just physics we don't quite grasp yet.
Right. It's just that its behavior is playing out within this ternary structure of time.
So instead of the qubit breaking the laws of physics, our typical way of thinking just can't grasp what's going on.
Exactly. Lynch sees those multiple states not as some mystical quantum weirdness, but as different possibilities that exist within the past, present, and future of the Noelian universe.
So when we measure it, we're just witnessing one possibility becoming real.
Exactly. That's the instant at work.
Wow. Okay. I'm starting to see the elegance of his interpretation. And so this interconnectedness, it's not just about quantum mechanics, right?
No, not at all. Lynch takes it even further. He even uses it to rethink the origins of the universe itself.
You mean he's challenging the Big Bang Theory? Now that's a twist.
He does. He proposes a more cyclical model, where creation and destruction are constantly intertwined, like an eternal dance.
No single starting point, no big explosion.
Not in the conventional sense. For Lynch, the driving force is the Noel equation itself.
So the universe is like a giant heartbeat, constantly expanding and contracting, driven by this equation.
That's a great way to put it. He even reinterprets the cosmic microwave background radiation, that afterglow everyone sees as evidence for the Big Bang, as residual heat friction.
So it's not a leftover from the past, but evidence of this constant interplay of forces in the present.
Exactly. It's not a static universe. It's a living, breathing, ever-changing entity.
And that brings us to artificial intelligence, right? If consciousness is fundamental to the universe, the idea of creating artificial consciousness takes on a whole new meaning.
Absolutely. That's where Lynch introduces the idea of Noelian AI. And it's not just about making AI smarter or faster. It's fundamentally different.
Okay, I'm hooked. What makes Noelian AI so different from the AI we're familiar with? What sets it apart?
Well, it wouldn't be limited by binary logic or that chase for infinite processing power.
You'd be playing by different rules.
Totally. It would operate within the Noelian universe, embracing ternary logic, incorporating past, present, and future into its algorithms. And it would recognize that interconnectedness we've been talking about.
So instead of trying to copy human intelligence, we're talking about an AI more in tune with the universe itself, almost like a cosmic AI.
That's the idea. Lynch suggests this kind of AI could have a much deeper understanding of reality, not just processing information, but recognizing patterns, making connections, and maybe even experiencing the world in a more holistic way.
Wow. But we have to ask, right? Are there risks? What if we create something like this and it gets out of control?
Oh, absolutely. Lynch acknowledges the dangers. A Noelian AI, with all its knowledge and power, could easily become destructive if its goals aren't aligned with ours.
It's like giving a godlike entity the keys to the universe.
It's a scary thought. And that's why Lynch emphasizes ethics in AI development, especially with something as powerful as a Noelian AI. We need to be so careful about the consequences of our creations.
It's a reminder that technological progress isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it opens up a whole can of worms.
Exactly. And that's why Lynch's work is so important. He's not just a tech enthusiast. He's a philosopher, an artist wrestling with the deeper implications of our choices. He's forcing us to ask what kind of future we want and what role AI should play in it.
It's not just about the tech itself, but about our intentions, our values. It's a lot of responsibility.
It is. And engaging with ideas like Lynch's is crucial. It's about expanding our awareness, exploring different possibilities, and making choices that shape the world we want to live in.
So we ended on a bit of a somber note with all that talk about the risks of Noelian AI. But it's not all doom and gloom with Lynch, right? He also explores the positive side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember, Noelian AI is about working within the framework of that Noelian universe, with its ternary logic and interconnectedness. Lynch believes this kind of AI could actually help us tackle some of the biggest challenges facing humanity.
Okay, color me intrigued. What kind of challenges are we talking about here?
Well, for one, it could revolutionize how we understand complex systems.
Like?
Think climate change, the economy, even our own brains.
Systems with tons of moving parts.
Exactly. Imagine an AI that can see patterns and make connections that we, with our limited human perception, just completely miss.
It'd be like having a super intelligent advisor helping us make better decisions, right?
Mm.
About everything from how we use resources to how we approach healthcare.
That's the idea. Lynch even believes that Noelian AI could bridge the gap between science and spirituality.
Whoa. Okay, now that's interesting. How so?
Well, think about it. It could help us explore the deeper meaning of existence, our place in the universe, stuff we usually relegate to philosophy and religion.
So we're not just talking about robots and algorithms here.
Not at all. It's a much bigger vision.
It's almost like instead of AI taking over the world, it could help us understand it better, understand ourselves better.
Right. Lynch sees this Noelian AI as a partner, a collaborator in our journey of discovery.
That's a very different picture than the typical, like, robots enslave humanity scenario.
Definitely. It's much more nuanced, much more hopeful, but it does raise a big question.
Which is?
Are we ready for that kind of shift? Can humanity handle that level of power, that kind of partnership with technology?
A good question. Are we mature enough, ethically and intellectually, to deal with AI that's so interwoven with reality itself?
That's the key. And honestly, I don't think Lynch pretends to have all the answers, but he wants us to start asking the right questions.
So it's not just about building this Noellian AI, it's about being prepared for it, for what it means for us as individuals and as a species.
Right. We have to think about the ethics, the long-term consequences of creating something so powerful.
So Qubits Shimmer Beyond Binary Logic is more than just a critique of quantum computing. It's a call to action.
Totally. Lynch is urging us to have a serious conversation about the future we're building with AI. What do we want it to look like? What role should it play?
And how do we make sure it reflects our best values? It's a lot to consider.
It is, but these are conversations we need to be having.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on. The universe is full of mysteries, and our understanding of reality is constantly evolving. What seems impossible today might be commonplace tomorrow, but we have to approach these advancements with caution, you know?
Absolutely. With a healthy dose of humility and wisdom. And I'd add a sense of wonder, too.
Oh, yes, definitely.
There's still so much to discover, even in a bounded infinity.
Well said. So, to sum it all up, Lynch's work challenges us to reimagine AI, not just as a tool, but as a partner in our quest to understand the universe and our place within it.
It's a call to approach technology responsibly, ethically, recognizing that interconnectedness of everything.
It's a reminder that the future isn't predetermined. It's something we create through the choices we make right now. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the mind-bending world of David Noel Lynch.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring the Noellian universe with us. Keep those questions coming, keep exploring, and we'll catch you next time.